Hello everyone, this is Jeffrey. I welcome Luigi Ferri to the podcast as a guest host. He is someone that makes great posts on LinkedIn, and I really enjoy his content, and I reached out to him and asked him to begin making these short podcasts. He's an expert, great stuff to say, and I hope that you all will reach out to him. And I do thank Luigi for allowing us to host his podcast. Also, this is our attempt to help amplify voices wherever anyone is around the world that has great things to say. And I thank him for it. And if you would like your voice amplified, please reach out to me. Thank you very much, Luigi, and you all let us know, Luigi and I, what you think, and have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Welcome back to the Service Management Leadership Podcast. I'm Luigi Ferri, a dedicated enterprise service management professional based in Germany. Thank you, Jeffrey, for having me. Today, we delve deep into the workings and immense value of the Configuration Management Database, or CMDB, a crucial instrument in the IT Service Management Toolkit. For those wishing to further explore the subject, my LinkedIn profile link is in the episode description for direct messaging. Think of the CMDB as a detailed blueprint of your organization's IT landscape. Each symbol on this blueprint symbolizes a configuration item, CI, ranging from physical hardware, software programs, network connections, to cloud instances. The true essence of the CMDB lies in its capacity to illustrate the complex web of interconnections between these elements, thereby granting a comprehensive real-time snapshot of your IT infrastructure. Acting as the command center for IT operations, the CMDB consolidates all crucial details about our IT ecosystem. Should a software issue arise, the CMDB enables rapid identification of the servers running the problematic software, its interacting programs, and potentially affected business services. This all-encompassing view significantly accelerates problem resolution, enhances change planning, and bolsters service availability. The setup of a CMDB structure can differ greatly. They change based on how much an organization depends on IT. Some organizations use a CMDB that mainly focuses on IT hardware and software, aligning more with an IT service management approach. On the other hand, organizations that heavily integrate IT might need a more detailed CMDB. This can include business processes as configuration items. These more complex CMDBs are common in digital-first organizations, aligning more with enterprise service management. Configuration items are the elemental units of a CMDB. They include every component of an IT system, software applications, hardware equipment, network connections, cloud data storage, and even processes. Their collective presence in the CMDB offers a panoramic view of the IT environment. Implementing a CMDB is not devoid of challenges, particularly for larger organizations with a broad spectrum of potential configuration items. One of the major obstacles lies in incorporating cloud-based tools, as compatibility issues may exist between cloud providers' APIs and CMDBs. These technical disparities can hinder the seamless inclusion of these tools into the CMDB, thereby limiting its potential effectiveness. The CMDB is not a standalone system. It's a composite of different tools, each responsible for managing a segment of the IT ecosystem. The essential aspect is the ability of these tools to interact and coherently represent the interconnectedness and dependencies of all IT components. A successful CMDB project demands cross-functional involvement. IT staff contribute technical specifics. Project and operations managers provide process documentation, while the management ensures project endorsement and resource allocation. Ensuring that all team members communicate effectively and understand the strategic value of the CMDB is the cornerstone of a successful project. Meticulous maintenance of the CMDB is a non-negotiable requirement. Regular audits ensure that it accurately reflects the reality of your IT infrastructure. Prompt identification and resolution of discrepancies fortify the reliability of the CMDB as an indispensable tool for managing IT services. The most pragmatic approach to initiate a CMDB project is to prioritize the most impactful IT components or processes. Harnessing automation tools simplifies the process and enhances accuracy. It is also critical to ensure the CMDB's compatibility with other systems to maintain data consistency. Above all, achieving a collective comprehension of the CMDB's value amongst all participants sets the project up for success. A proficiently implemented CMDB offers several advantages. It simplifies IT incident management by accelerating problem identification and resolution. It bolsters risk management by highlighting potential vulnerabilities. It aids change management by demonstrating the interconnectedness of IT components. And ultimately, a CMDB becomes an indispensable tool in the IT service management arsenal. As we conclude our exploration of the CMDB today, let's remind ourselves that the CMDB transcends being a mere database. It's a strategic asset that guides your IT service management initiatives, facilitates informed decision making, and optimizes service delivery. I hope our deep dive into CMDBs has elucidated its potential for your organization. For any further inquiries or additional topics you wish to learn about, don't hesitate to reach out via the LinkedIn profile link in the episode description. Thank you for your time and attention on the Service Management Leadership podcast. I'm Luigi Ferri, looking forward to our next enlightening discussion. Remember, effective service management drives business success. Bye.